I am now posting from Paul's
computer.
Call
me Rock God.
I hate this commercial.
Call me Rock God.
I will call you Rock God.
Call me Rock God.
Call you Rock God.
God damn it, Jake. Call me Rock God.
I get the point. Please don't berate me in front of my friends. I hate this commercial, dude. I do like... Oh, I hate that commercial. I do like it when he says, add migraine headaches to the list of my band names. Matt, I know you're excited for this, right?
Were they going to re-release it or something?
Oh, yeah.
3D. Over under on how much this movie makes in re-release.
Unbelievable.
I mean, it's one of the
over,
highest grossing
over
films
under 100
of all
million.
It's over.
Over 100 million?
Over. You think, no question.
Then, if that case, if you think it's over, do you think it overtakes Avatar as the highest grossing film again?
I think it's kind of...
I think it's got... It's probably got
I think it's
like 140 million.
Yeah,
so?
I mean...
I don't think so. Look at the new Star Wars did.
It didn't do much. It
didn't do anything.
No.
Yeah, but you know what? I think
that movie was terrible.
Well, I agree.
I think it's misleading. Actually, I think
Titanic still holds up to its fans.
Think so?
Yeah.
I think it's not fair. I think it's not fair to give a movie that's had 2 to 3 releases over 20 years. I don't think it's fair to hold a movie that's had episode one.
This is episode one.
I'm talking about Titanic versus Avatar.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it's fair to compare. I mean, I understand the question. I don't think it's fair to compare movies that have said you've had multiple releases opportunities and you've only had one.
Yeah, but if it were to count in the same kitty.
I know what you're saying. I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's a fair question. But if I had to answer it, I think it has a very real possibility of taking it.
So do I, and it makes me sad.
It makes me sick to my stomach.
Oh, it makes
it
me
makes
sick.
Me sick to my stomach that we're actually comparing it to Avatar, because that movie's a joke.
How awesome is that?
Miniguns on boat in Act of Valor.
Someone found our webpage today by searching on the internet. Miniguns on boat in Act of Valor. I love it.
Because if you haven't seen, I've got a great little rant article up on the website about the movie Act of Valor. But yeah, I think it has a real running shot at seeing it, because Titanic's been gone long enough to when it comes back, it'll have the nostalgia.
It'll have it again. The fervor over that movie.
Well, it's undying.
If any movie has a shot to make a ton of money, like on a re-release,
it's Commando.
It's definitely Titanic, because when that movie was out, I mean, people were seeing it like 10, 11, 12 times in theater.
Yeah, that's true.
It was making a lot of its money from repeat viewing. I'm sure a lot of people saw it, but I remember at the time it was a big deal that so many people were going back to the theater to see it again.
And even the grosses of that film were just unreal.
Ew.
Where like the first like 8 weeks, the subsequent week actually grossed more than the previous week.
Yeah. Well, that's because the repeat views.
I mean, when does that ever happen?
Very seldomly.
If you're just joining us, I'm Paul. This is Jake. This is Billy.
Matt.
We are watching the Oscars. Keep forgetting we should tell them who we are.
Yeah, I mean, we've been on the air for like three
three
hours.
Now. Why not do it right now?
I'm sure the 5 people viewing have figured
there's,
it out.
There's
by
like
now.
50 people.
How can you tell 50? Not 50.
I just believe. I just believe that there are 50 people out there that want to hear us talk on and on and on and on.
Yeah.
Billy Jolina.
For 20 days and 20 nights, the Emperor Penguin will march to a place so extreme.
He's doing Morgan Freeman. That's awesome.
Andy Dufresne was my friend.
Andy.
Billy didn't tell me that Kiss was being filmed.
That's funny.
So I want to thank my agent. I want to thank my writer and director for creating the role of a strong black woman that wasn't played by Tyler Perry.
Oh, Tyler Perry, you weirdo.
That was great.
Ready, coming to. Ready, coming to. Take one. Push it. Come on, push it. Back, too close. Push back.
That looks psycho.
No. Come back in.
All right, take Nolte. Nolte's been hanging out in the sun a little much, yeah?
He did the spray tan.
That's so funny. If I had him, I'd lick him.
That's great. Fucking hilarious. And that's what
everybody is thinking. We've reached our max.
I'll be honest, there was times in Warrior where I was having a hard time discerning through the gravel.
It's the same way in Luck.
You know what's funny? Actually, yesterday I was watching a very good one with him and a lovely other actor. 48 Hours.
Oh, that's a great one.
And I had never seen that movie all the way through in the last like 15 years. It's awesome.
Oh, it is great.
It's awesome.
A youthful Eddie Murphy. Is there anything better, really?
Dude, he was so on point.
He was so good in that movie.
And I love. I'm a guy. I'm a dude. I'm a dude. Now, I'm a everybody can make fun of everybody type thing.
That kid right there. Who's that?
Oh, that's Ben Stiller. Okay. No, that's David Schwimmer. I love the open and blatant racism in 48 Hours.
Oh, gosh.
Isn't it the best? It's the best. When he goes into the honky-tonk bar.
Oh, that's the scene that made Billy. That's the scene that made Eddie Murphy's career.
Yeah. Go away, whoever that was.
So, he snuck up on stage.
Fuck you money right there.
God damn. What's that?
Billy's pointing out that Avatar is a USA box office of $760 million, and Titanic is coming in at $600 million. So we were talking about with the re-release of Titanic.
Have to make 160, right?
It's got to do an additional 160.
It's not going to do that.
Yeah, I'm going to say.
Check this out.
Domestically, no.
Check this out. What is it being re-released in?
3D, but people are getting tired of 3D.
3D. How much are ticket sales for 3D?
15. They are
three times as much, like twice as much as single ticket sales. So basically, it has to draw half of the audience it would have to oversell Avatar in normal ticket sales.
Still it is a lot, in 3D. Dude. 160 million is a lot for a movie to make, even in 3D. A lot of movies in 3D nowadays don't make 160 million.
Yeah, but to your point, dude, this is the movie people would literally see 10 times in a row.
No, you're right. I mean, if they're going to do it, it's then.
I know.
No, you're right when you're saying to my point. No, it's true. They could very well. It could very well do it. I just don't. I have a hard time thinking.
I think it has a shot.
Yeah, well, definitely.
Just move some beers out of the way.
Nah.
Go there again.
You're not done. Are you done?
I'm done.
Okay. Then I will give it to you. Thank you, sir.
I like that song.
The soundtrack of Midnight in Paris was great.
I really like that movie.
I did too.
I really, really like
it. I missed
that
movie. It. Damn it. Said that movie music must convey more to the audience than the camera. So did Sacha Baron Cohen not show up, huh?
No, he was told they not wouldn't to. Let him dress up as
he
the
was
dictator.
Banned as the
well.
Dictator.
Then they backpedaled and said that he could come as long as he didn't do what he was going to do.
It was just you could not show up in character as the dictator,
and he said, and so he just didn't come.
I would have guessed that he would have shown up as the dictator and made them and forced them to like keep him out, kick him out.
I would have thought he'd do that too.
That's
but you know what's
that's
crazy? What He's a member of the Academy.
Well, yeah, I mean it's a union. It's
yeah, I mean like that's what I'm saying. It's like. What do you think here? It's got to be the artist, right?
Yeah.
There's no way original score is going to anything else but the artist.
Yeah, that was such an integral part of the film.
The only other thing I can see here is Hugo.
It's Hugo again. Yeah.
But this is between, we're saying between original score, artist, and Hugo, which neither one of you you've seen.
It has to go to the artist.
It's got to, right?
We talked about it in our review of the artist. What it takes to keep a musical score going throughout the entire film of a silent film,
yeah,
where the music has to portray everything going on, and for that score to repeat itself and to be an original element, bringing you back, it has to be the artist.
The artist. Yep.
Yeah.
There you go, artists. That's their first win tonight.
Second.
Oh, second. Who was the second? Oh, you're right. Best achievement costume. Wow. Still got the big ones to go.
Careful.
I look like David Schwimmer and Javier Bardem had a child.
Pay tribute to my co-nominees, Mr. Williams, Mr. Shaw, Mr. Iglesias. And Hans Zimmer is downstairs. He refused to submit to this year's. So I thank you for your chair, Hans Zimmer. I don't know if you can see it. Thank you, Chirai, and all the musicians tonight. It's a wonderful show. Also, can I have 10 seconds more, Hans?
Personal?
I'd like to thank the Academy.
Academy.
You have given a man a special honor. And to all of you, please accept me because I've got so much love to give. I've got so much love to give to you. My wife, Sarah, is there. I dedicated this way.
Is that Bill Clinton in the background?
No.
It sure is.
It sure is.
I just see him busting out a saxophone.
I'm Owen Wilson. Will Ferrell.
Here we go.
Zach Galifianakis. Do something wacky, guys. Now there you go.
That's funny.
Rain run a Brad bit.
I'm being like security or something.
And I'm Zach Cabot Seven Atlas.
Zach.
As serious musicians, it is our pleasure to step out from our
You gotta go to Chrome.
To present the Oscar,
go to your options. Go to under the hood. Go to under the hood.
One of our nominees will join the ranks of previous winners. When you wish upon a star.
Delete cookies
River,
and other data sites. Delete at least three.
No, they're already clicked. Right? Click.
You didn't want to do history or download history. You could have, I guess. Empty cache, clear browsing data. Yep, okay. Do that. And then go to content settings. And go to all cookies and site data. And search for Facebook. Nice. This is going to win, by the way. This song is going to win. There's only two nominees. Is going to win. Looks like there's nothing in there. On their Facebook, so it's lucky. Is there already been deleted? So yeah, because you got Facebook open now, it should be all done. You should be able to. It's gonna ask you for passwords and stuff all the time now. This is the only other song. I mean, I remember in years past, this best song was like a big category.
Yeah,
they would do like whole segments of celebrities singing it.
Well, they.
Here's who.
Now drop the other one.
Yeah.
They actually, I read about this. They changed the criteria of what best song is, or what the nominees are.
There you go.
Brett McKenzie. Love. If anybody doesn't know, he is also of the famed
Flight of the Conchords.
Hilarious musical comedy duo.
Love Brett McKenzie. Love that show. He's really talented.
Watching the Muppets on TV.
Yeah.
Never dreamed I'd get to work with them. I was genuinely starstruck when I...
He's also a hobbit.
Met Kermit the Frog.
If anyone didn't know that.
Once
interesting.
To get to know him, he's just
is he Glorin or Florin or Doran?
And like
stars, one of those.
I don't know. He's Brad. He's Brad
gonna,
the Hobbit.
He's going to be reprising his... No. I'm sorry. He's an elf. And he's an elf, not a hobbit.
In
Lord of the Rings.
In Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Sound. Disney for making movies with songs in them. My wife, Hannah, our two kids, Vina and Leo, for all their love and support. My friends and family at home.
Thank Jermaine.
That's their kids.
That's their kids.
Jim Henson, the original team for creating the magical world of the Muppets. It's a true honor to work in the shadows of such legends.
I'm Jason Segel, and I approve. I'm a big, giant dude.
I'm Jason Segel, and I'm one step short of Andre the Giant, which was a hilarious impersonation on SNL.
Oh, I missed that.
Really funny, dude. Jason Segel did an Andre the Giant impersonation on SNL, and family and friends of Andre the Giant were like, this is spot on. Dead on for how Andre really was and acted and looked and sounded.
It's awesome. Oh yeah, that's right. She got nominated. Here's your answer to your question. You asked me if any other nominations for Bridesmaids. Kristen Wiig got nominated for
best screenplay.
Best screenplay, yeah. Or maybe I didn't mention that. Who the hell knows?
I actually thought it was only one nomination.
Just you thought it was just Michelle McCarthy?
Yeah, I thought it was just Michelle McCarthy.
Man, Ellen DeGeneres dominates the breaks.
JCPenney is like spending bought up the big entire bucks.
Awards. Yeah.
Midnight in Paris.
Nine awards to go, gentlemen.
Yeah.
That's it, huh? This is the longest recording we've ever done, obviously. But we're at 3 hours and 20 minutes right now.
What about the show we did where you deleted it?
That one was pushed. That was like a little over three.
Tell this story. What happened there? Was that an early show?
That was just our practice. We weren't intending to put that on the air.
Watch episode 12 or listen to it. You'll find out. All right, come on.
Don't act too excited, man. Yeah. No, we split it up into two segments, and we did one the next day, and we did one that night, and I was saving over, I saved over the first half, just named it the same thing, and it asked me like, do you want to save this? And I was still like, duh, and I knew I did it, and I was like, wait a second, what did I just do?
That's the worst when you know you're doing something and you do it.
Yeah,
like, I knew that.
Yeah. I mean, it had to happen once, you know, and now I'll never do it again.
But it was a practice, so.
Right.
It wasn't like the original premiere.
Well, no. What's hilarious
is. It was the first one we ever did.
It was our awesome review of Warrior.
We did. We reviewed Warrior, but then we were able to do it. Luckily, we were able to do it again in video. Yeah, it should be 5 cents. Is it working now?
Yeah.
Everything can be 5 cents. Yeah.
But for whoever's listening, for some reason my Facebook was not working, and
it's been a running story on this show.
Yes, I was really
upset. Problem solved. Finally got his Facebook working.
Finally got it working.
Way to go, guy.
I'm just glad we get to see these
awesome commercials.
These commercials.
Yeah.
Anybody want some more pretzels?
Dude, I love like.
No, I got like five in my pocket.
I came into the kitchen, and I think Matt was putting tortilla chips in his pocket.
No, it was pretzels. I was putting pretzels so I could have one.
He was placing pretzels in his pocket. He was stealing my food.
He's going to your cupboard. He's like pulling out nutmeg. I'm taking this home.
If you reach in his jacket pocket, I guarantee you will probably find at least three eggs.
Wow, that's so untrue. You know, I left some salad dressing in there that you can have. It's Italian.
Are you sure it's not my salad dressing?
No, I went to the store and get and
I stole your salad dressing and then had second thoughts and put it back. So kind of in some sort of way, you're plus one salad dressing.
So you're lucky you still have it.
Scandal. Dude, this one was bad TV on. Terrible TV.
And yet I watch so much of it.
Yeah, you do.
I'm a big TV guy.
But you gotta admit though, the best TV you watch.
Oh, I watch no network television except for Fringe.
Okay.
Oh no, this is dangerous.
Was you got a little bowl? Hey, we'll get
I was hesitant to bring the bowl over, but here we go. Pretzels for everyone.
I was going
to
ask you. Yeah.
On that side.
That's all I need right
Just
there.
Just don't munch into the microphone.
Oh, yeah.
Matthew, cool. I know there's no lettuce in here, but.
No, I still have two in my pocket.
What is she doing?
Standing like a hooah.
Oh, God.
She's get so out there and thin. Stand like a hooah.
God, she's so bony and thin. Oh. Golly.
Yeah, look at her arm.
She's like skeletal.
Kids take a lot out of you.
Oh, man, it's disgusting.
Adopting children takes a lot out of your body.
She's had three of her own.
Don't really? Do that in front of the children, Billy.
So her insides are all screwed up.
She lacks iron, clearly.
Something. And she's not lacking lipstick.
She's still a good-looking girl, though.
Yeah. Looks like she's doing...
She's a little on the bony side for me, to be honest.
She's been making out with a paint can. She's been making out with a paint can smoking pot. The Descendants winning this?
Is this adaptation?
Yeah.
God, who hated this kid?
Oh, yeah.
And he did a great job because you were supposed to hate him.
I'm going to hate you.
That's awesome how they put the text on the screen.
Yeah, I like that. I can read. Wow. Eyes of Marsh, we haven't talked about that movie in a long time.
Another good script. No doubt.
Philip Seymour Hoffman is good at anything he does.
Yeah, he is. He's the... Oh, well. Oh.
He was in this, too. Yeah.
Didn't think about this. Didn't think about this one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
This was awesome.
Still, I think it's going to go to Descendants. Although you have to factor in...
They could have got a better scene, but...
Factor in the source material. You know, it's like, that must be really difficult to...
To adapt. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Then again, Tinker Tailor is a big favorite.
Moneyball.
All right.
I'm gonna
the Descendants.
I'm saying Descendants.
Moneyball.
Yep. Descendants.
I'm going on a limb. I'm trying to throw y'all a bone.
You're doing good. I just think that the artist is going to take the big ones, so the Descendants.
God, I am not so sure. Right, I'm not so sure anymore, man.
Well, with Hugo and stuff.
God, Hugo is just dominating.
No, he's dominating the little categories.
But if you add up all those technical categories, it adds up to like the best picture, right? Yeah. I mean, am I right? What logic would?
It's like the sum of the parts, right? Yeah. I mean, it's like best acting.
You guys were great, but the movie just didn't gel.
I mean. The script was great. The effects were great. The cinematography was great. The acting was great. The supporting acting was great.
Martin Scorsese is awesome.
The directing was great.
The Artist was a better movie.
But overall, it just wasn't there.
It didn't work for me.
But I kind of agree with all those things. If you think about it, like after watching the film, like I really liked the style of the movie, and I liked the feel. But the movie in a whole, the Artist left me with a better taste in my mouth.
Ew.
This is delicious Artist. Where am I?
What did you say? Suck up my
poli. Whoa. What did he just say?
Suck my what?
Suck up my poli.
Suck it, beautiful. Name that movie.
Suck up my poli.
Suck it, beautiful.
What is that?
They're doing another one coming out soon.
Woody Allen, winner.
Wait. Is this original?
Yep.
You think it's going to be Woody Allen?
Woody Allen, book it.
Wow. See,
this might be where
I'm gonna
we start
go,
to
I'm
see
gonna,
it.
I'm going to go Bridesmaids.
Yeah, no way.
Bridesmaids are artists, but I'm going to say Bridesmaids.
What? I still can't believe this thing is on.
You know what? I don't even think this film was written. You got to imagine this is all
improv.
Off the cuff, yeah.
I would like to see a win, though.
This was another really well written film.
Was this Margin? No.
Margin Call.
This is Margin Call? See, I didn't see Midnight in Paris, so.
Here we go.
Give us some more. They always pick the weirdest clips, man.
It's like where nothing happens.
I'm saying Bridesmaids. Oh,
wow. I'm on a roll, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, here's the love.
Don't be denied.
Here's the love for Woody Allen, who's not even in the building, ladies and gentlemen.
Seriously. Son of a bitch.
He won't show up. He just keeps on winning, man. The guy has won a ton.
Why isn't he there?
He doesn't.
Too cool.
This is what he said in the documentary. He said, when I was a kid, I was watching the Academy Awards, and it was so unbelievable to
me the microphone.
That Marlon Brando didn't win for A Streetcar Named Desire. It was so beyond my comprehension that he didn't win for that movie, that from that moment forward, as a child, he said that he would never give the Academy Awards their due.
So because of A Street, that seems a little childish to me.
Oh, well, he was a child.
Literally. Well, I mean, because of Streetcar Named Desire and Marlon Brando.
Well, he said that performance is great. It is one of the great crimes of the Academy Awards not to award that performance. But, and I agree with him, but I also agree with you. It is a little ridiculous.
How does that solve anything?
Well, it doesn't. Solve anything. He just doesn't respect the awards enough to get in a plane and go to them.
Go to them.
Warren Beatty?
Calling Dick Tracy.
When you see those moments of dignity, someone handle a situation better than you would, that shows you an example of nobility.
The final scene in Seven comes to mind in one of those. And I just happened to want to watch. Hey, there he is.
Sacha.
I'm glad he can dress up for the occasion.
Yeah, he never. He's always in a t-shirt and jeans, man. That guy has never worn a suit.
It's Christy Yamaguchi, Matt.
Here she is. Figure skating career doesn't last long. You gotta do something after.
Yeah, man, she's talented.
Wow.
Oh, God. How exhilarating would that be?
That's insane. That's insane.
They made a short film, and they just found out by going to the website that they got nominated.
You think they get a call,
bullshit,
right?
Dude.
You think they get a call, no?
That's bullshit. They totally. That was staged.
I don't think that was staged. That was live reaction right there. Hey, can you see me eating my pretzel?
Yeah, I'm good, actually.
Weird.
No, no one can see you. All right, so.
So what do we have left?
We have.
We have the shorts.
Got the shorts. Got the best director, best picture.
The shorts and the four big ones.
Right. Yeah. And that's it. Best director.
Four big ones or best film.
Best director, best picture, best actor, best actress. And then the shorts. Oh, and so there's three. There's three for best shorts: best live action short, best animated shorts, and best documentary short subject.
Paul, one of our fans, Ruben, says wants you to show us your boobs.
as uncalled for. But I'll do it.
don't.
I'll do it for my fans.
Yeah. Show us your boobs.
Show us your boobs. And then I think he meant to do a smiley face, but instead of a colon parenthesis, it's a quotation parenthesis. So it kind of looks like a smiley face has Down syndrome.
Oh, there he has some food on his lip.
It's a food on lip smiley face.
Yeah. Dude, thanks, Ruben. Appreciate that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Actually, that's the only person that we've actually received validation from, except for Auntie Billy.
Honestly, dude, I don't
want that Jennifer Lopez was not showing her nipples.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate that. Now, before I show any skin, I want to have like a rising career in Hollywood, and I want to like plummet, and then I want to go and do like some like Skinamax films.
Like to bring yourself back?
Yeah, to kind of like make another name for myself, and that's only after rehab, though. And then I'll show my boobs.
Well, the first time. Well, yeah. Then rehab the second time.
Yeah, well, then I might show a little...
Then you're going full frontal.
Then I might show Leave It to Beaver.
Yeah. You're going full frontal?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're going to go Sharon Stone on us?
Yeah, I might uncross. I don't know. A little vajayjay slip.
You're going to go Michael Fassbender?
I might just swing it around. Just walk around my apartment and toss it over
Jake,
my shoulder.
No.
You know what?
Jake missed
I wanted
Shane.
To. I was like out of town or something when you guys saw it. And I was like physically upset. And Paul's like, well, I'm going to go to Me and Billy and we're going to go see Sam.
Is this
I was
the
like,
oh! I was like, yeah. I'm going to go see with Me and Billy.
That's what you do sound like. I don't know. You should play back what the audio is on this right now because that's actually what you sound like.
Oh, I'm going to go see this. Jake, I'm at bar. Can you pick me up to do the show?
That's what you sound like.
Hang on, dude. I got to go to the store real quick.
Anyways, the first 10 minutes of that movie with all the full frontal nudity.
He has wiener out.
Pretty uncomfortable.
Meh. It's a wiener.
He goes to the bathroom. Like, they show it. Like,
they, oh, yeah, that was weird. They show him. Odd. They show him taking a piss.
That was weird.
I've never
really
seen that
odd.
In movies. No. Ever.
I'm getting aroused.
They do. They actually show him taking a piss. It's not
it was
like
almost like it was almost like, see, it is real.
Yeah, that's my pee-pee.
There's no prosthesis here.
I'm almost like glad. I mean, I didn't see the movie, but I'm almost glad they did that because every time it shows somebody pissing in the movie, I'm always like, God, that's so fake looking.
Yeah. No,
you know what I mean? Because it's always a side angle.
Yeah,
and it's always the arc of the stream is always wrong. Yeah. I'm like, that's wrong.
Unless
that's
it was,
not what it looks like.
Unless
when
it
I
was
piss.
Like some post CGI to the stream.
Like Ghost Rider,
yeah, I know.
Like Ghost Rider Flame.
It looked pretty good.
God, that movie was good, and I will never see it again.
No, I don't want to.
No, I'll hang myself.
Dude, she looks like a porcelain doll.
Is she like an A-lister? Does she deserve to be at the Academy Awards?
No, she does not.
Resident Evil.
Slang lichens doesn't get you the right to be at the Academy Awards.
She's in Resident Evil.
Underworld. She's in the
I don't
Evil
give a
movies.
Shit. Whatever.
Kate Beckinsale is Underworld.
Okay, sorry. Slang lichens and or people with zombie viruses.
Thank you. Thank you. Mila Jovovich, thanks you.
Oh, Block Punch.
Deflect
bird
haymaker.
Best action sequence ever. He's really doing that too. He's really hanging from that building.
Tom Cruise?
Oh, yeah.
Tom Cruise did all his own stunts.
Pretty much.
And I remember reading a review with the director. He's like, the best part of filming this movie was to be able to hang Tom Cruise off of the side of the Dubai building.
Yeah, it's crazy. That's insane. Have you seen that movie Night and Day?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were over here when we were talking about it.
Oh, okay. Great movie. I loved it. I don't care what people think. And it was made all the better by the fact that he was doing his own stunts.
Tom Cruise does majority of his stunts in all of his movies.
What are we doing? Oh, no, just take it on your phone or something.
That
way you can just post it immediately.
You know
what's
funny?
I like these while we're
You know what's funny is I realize there's delay on what I'm seeing.
Isn't that weird?
It's kind of trippy.
Yeah.
There's a delay in what I'm viewing and like what's actually happening. Obviously there would be, but...
What are they doing? Oh, that's... Give that to you.
They're the bridesmaids. And the bride.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, smile.
And then do a regular one while we're just doing this. Yeah.
Yes, but not length. As my grandma used to say, it can be short and still make your toes.
Okay.
Thank you. It was awesome. Busy taking pictures right now.
We're taking some pics. Yeah. Taking little pics, you know. No big deal.
No big deal.
I like it. We got to scrapbook it somehow, you know.
I'm going to put these on the website somehow. They're dumb mugs. What the hell is this? Oh, shorts.
Short film.
This is
Raju. I love this one.
What's that?
joking.
I don't get it.
Huh?
Time freak.
Time freak.
No. Another one that they're all excited about. Best live action short.
Let's bring up the ladies everybody knows to present the movies that nobody knows.
Terry George is the only person I knew from any of those nominees. Nice. Terry George directed Hotel Rwanda and an episode of Luck.
Really?
He just put a crab in his pants.
He put a crab in his butt.
Very
funny. The old crab in the pants joke.
The old crab in the pants.
Walk it. Watch the chords.
Urlug. He named his child Urlug.
Well, I mean, what do you expect?
It's not a bad name.
Something better than Urlug.
I like how Matt's defending
it. Solid.
It's not a horrible. It's not a horrible name.
If you, if there were a Russian bodybuilder.
Yeah.
What? She might be a power lifter.
She could be. Yeah.
Ulog we don't know.
Magnuson.
Ulog Verd Magnusai. That's his other son on the right.
Daisy.
Clay Aiken? Man, I'm on fire right now, ladies and gentlemen. Like, I'm on fire. Man. Shine a spotlight on the world around us.
And in the case of the best documentary short subject, it's a before and after shot. Only a short period
of time. Like Hydroxycut. Or shooting star. It makes you taller, apparently.
A little Golden Globe humor.
Every time they say Scorsese, you're supposed to take a shot.
They did a drinking game on the Golden Globe.
That's hilarious. Obama couldn't just go one award ceremony without showing his face.
Oh my.
Go, Matt. Oh! Oh, water. Gross.
What is it?
Nothing.
I knew it. I called that one.
It's about people getting faces.
Oh, that movie is so good.
It was awesome.
What is going on with this camera right there? That was a really weird shot they just had.
What's it about?
I don't know.
Take her face
burn
off.
Burn victims or something.
This is about they want.
This is about the movie where Nicolas Cage is a cop, and then John Travolta plays a bad guy. But what happens is actually
he takes his face off.
I'm going to take my face
off. The hell's going on?
I have no idea. I think
is there a nipple showing?
No.
I hope not.
That's his tie. Oh.
God, fix your tie, man.
Yeah.
It's a long show, but seriously.
You're on the goddamn Oscars.
Have some respect.
You couldn't give one of these before you went up?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You couldn't give a little, come on, buddy. Oh, and look, she's got her bra straps hanging around her arms. Who has bra straps made out of rubies anyways?
Yeah.
Look at the guy in the front row. He's not even paying attention. He's like looking up at the lighting.
I'm so tired.
Oh, you're boring.
Oh, God, I wonder if the Elton party? John party has started yet.
Oh, Sandra Bullock. You don't have to like everything. Come on.
Is that Sandra Bullock?
That is.
Oh, yeah.
That's Morgan Freeman, actually.
Who's that girl sitting next to Morgan Freeman in the red?
That was Sandra Bullock.
Oh.
No, that was Morgan Freeman.
Is that the girl from The Office?
It's the girl from The Office. Yeah, dude.
What?
All dolled up and with big bangs.
The red one?
Awful. I'm a big fan. She's awesome. She's super cute. All right, what do we got here? Way super cute. Best enemy is short. Did you see any of these too, Billy?
No, I didn't see them. They were at the available, CineArt.
Right?
No, they were at the CineArt. You could have gone, saw them all in one sitting, and I didn't do it, huh?
Ruben says she's from Reno 911. The blonde broad. Actually,
yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she is.
I mean, I knew it, but I didn't put it
together. She lost a lot of weight, actually.
Yeah, she was the tough blonde chick.
She was a little thicker, but she lost a lot of weight since then. She's always been cute.
I mean, I never said she wasn't. So
she's always been
that's
cute.
That's a little rude of you.
Well, I always felt bad saying she had to lose weight, but.
Well, so now you're just saying you wish she lost more weight, basically.
No,
Basically, now you're saying no woman is beautiful in your eyes unless they're under a buck.
I hope she dies. I'm not gonna go on.
Yeah, you were getting into
fantastic into
trouble territory.
I could have
right?
easily.
I mean, you can only go so far down the rabbit hole of saying I wish somebody died before you start just digging the hole deeper.
No, I wish you'd die.
Oh God.
See, everyone's getting.
You
upset
see what
now.
I have to deal with?
Oh, where are you going down there? Oh, plug it in. It's been a part of our lives since we were both kids. There you go.
It's been a part of our DNA ever since we were children.
Denied.
Oh, gross.
And there's thousands of men and women through the whole generations from the beginning of cinema that have inspired
us. Is that Billy Joel?
Movies that more than
he's not my lover.
That's
Billy Joel.
That's a slick hat, dude. And a rocking handkerchief. And it looks like he has like an orange shirt on. Is that?
It's the lining.
Yeah, I'm not sure the lining.
Oh, it's the lining of the jacket. God, that is a well put together suit.
Well, Billy, all it takes is, you know, I mean, you can be 59 years old, but as long as you wear a fedora slightly crooked, I mean, that brings down your average age 20 years. Common knowledge.
The fedora keeps you young.
Cigars, cigarettes, gum.
I think that's kind of a cool touch.
No clear favorite.
All right. Who do you want to win Best Actress?
Paul, what does it take to hook up the rig right now to take calls? Ruben would like to call in.
Can't do it yet. Can't do it right now.
Ruben, we can't do it, buddy.
I wish you could.
We next time we'll have to set it up before. I mean, I guess you could like call my cell phone and I can just like repeat what you're saying. But
just do the chat thing.
But then basically, if you called my cell phone, Ruben, I would basically be talking back to you and telling you what you're saying.
It's
pretty much pointless.
Yeah. We could. Where do you live, Ruben? Come over.
Actually, yeah, Ruben, San Ramon, now.
Yeah.
No, wait, I got a better idea. We'll bring this all to you.
Yeah, actually, you know, hey, Matt, take this out of the table.
What size is your living room? Oh, you don't say.
That Ruben, he never answers when you ask him something.
What a dick, dude.
Give me a straight answer.
Yeah.
The hell is this?
It's obviously a Stella Artois commercial. Come on, Paul, you should know that. That's a classic signature glass for Stella.
Oh, I didn't keep watching.
Well,
is this Ellen DeGeneres again?
Ellen DeGeneres comes on. I don't always drink Stella, but when I do, I prefer Stella.
One can make a very convincing argument that Ellen DeGeneres is the most interesting man in the world.
Oh, zing.
Hey-o.
Sorry, Ellen. That was rude, though.
No.
That was worse than my Mark Jewman comment.
No, because I was...
You're... Oh.
I was joking around. You have a lot of spite. A lot of blackness in your heart.
Well, that's just racist in itself.
Remember when I snorted last show?
Yeah, you're all...
I was going back and listening to that, and I'm like, what the hell was I doing? Well, I was snorting, but I was like, why was I... yeah, anyway. Commercials are too long. You having fun now, you new buddy?
Yeah.
Well, Jake and
we have one person listening.
Jake and Ruben.
Hi, Ruben.
Friends. I'm looking through my emails here, and I should have been checking earlier. Alyssa wrote us and told us that her baby couldn't fall asleep. Young Henna. She wanted us to sing her a lullaby. But this was back in like 4 o'clock. So hopefully, Alyssa, you...
Well, how about this right now?
You got Hannah.
Alyssa, if you're listening...
you don't want me to sing anything.
Alyssa, if you're listening, post something on Facebook so we know you're listening.
Yeah, Jake can type back and forth with you. We'll type Hannah a lullaby. That's awesome. I take it Jake or Jason is still cleaning his garage. Michael Douglas, he's gotten pretty old too.
Yeah, he's looking real long in the tooth.
Did you see him in
Best Director? Here we go.
Oh yeah, is this it?
Yeah, this is a pick'em.
This is a toss-up, you think?
There's a part of me that says Malick's gonna win it for Tree of Life.
Dude,
he will.
I heard that. No.
Sure, why not? This awards has gone completely fucking shitwire as far as we... Did I just say shitwire?
Shitwire. Yeah. This award's gone shitwire.
I was going to say haywire and like...
Whatever, just go with it.
Yeah. This could be anybody, right? This could be...
What category is this?
This is definitely a pick-em.
Best Director. Woody Allen. Mikkel
Hazanovich. The artist.
Is on a visa.
I think the only one who does not have a shot is Alexander Payne.
For what movie?
The Descendants.
Yeah. Of the five. Alexander Payne, The Descendants. That's not Alexander Payne.
That is not. She directed that movie. Really? That 16-year-old girl.
She can't even vote. It is, and it's always Martin Scorsese, you know. It's just him.
You know what? Watch this movie again.
I should.
Give it another shot.
Yeah, I want to see it.
It's so good.
I must have missed it. I mean, not missed it, but I mean, I must have just not quite grasped.
Now, did you feel hoodwinked as well?
No. I just thought it was a warm movie, and it was a good movie. I just didn't think it was a Best Picture movie.
Hey, do you know my buddy Phil that I train with at Team Santos Jiu-Jitsu? Team Santos Jiu-Jitsu, what's up?
What's up?
He's listening to the show, too.
Nice, dude. What's up, Phil?
That's good. What's up, Phil?
Dude, I got to do that sometime. I got to come down with you guys.
Yeah, Phil, whoop your ass so bad.
I can't wait to get beat up by this Phil character.
You should come by. Phil will break your arm.
Get this shit kicked out of me. Hey, Phil, heard you're a big fan. Now, break this in four places. No,
please render this arm immobile. Please,
just make sure that I can never use this part of me again. Awesome. So we catch the show next week.
Nice. Michael Douglas, do that thing with Sean Penn where you're on the run and everybody's shooting at you. I'm talking about The Game.
There it is.
Is that The Artist?
The Artist. It begins. Finally. Best Director.
Whoa.
Best Director typically wins Best Picture.
This is where all right. The Artist gets all the good awards.
This is where, yeah, this is where they got all the best janitorial services on set for Hugo. And now we get into the meat, as they say.
Billy Crystal says, now that the fluff is out of the way.
Now that the fluffers are gone. Great speech, buddy. Great speech, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't she cute?
Oh, Bernice Bejo. Love you. Call me.
Call him.
Call Jake. Call him.
I get nervous.
Cassie's giving me the dead eye over there.
Dead
eye. Oh, dead eyes. Nobody likes dead eyes. She needs to call me, not you. Oh!
I take back what I said. Call Cassie. That's some glasses, huh? Wait, is he... Jeez, those are some thick-ass glasses.
That stupid fucking idiot.
Yeah, yeah, that guy.
this is one of the speeches I wouldn't mind being cut off.
He's getting long. Well, they see the last time, four, right? They'll give him like all the time in the world.
They have an outside shot at getting this show under 3 hours.
They had what?
They have an outside shot at getting this show under 3 hours.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening.
No, yeah.
Three more
in the half hour.
And then they have the... is it James Earl Jones who's getting the Thalberg? Is that what...
Well, they did point him out, and he is there.
Did they do the in memorandum?
No.
In memoriam or whatever
they did
called?
Not. Who is this?
Meryl Streep. It's got to be, right?
I think they said it, yeah.
She's received acting nominations in the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, and the 2010s. Two Oscars, two Emmys,
damn.
Two Golden Globes. She's either the greatest actress of our time or a really dedicated hoarder. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep has only won twice?
Yep. Sophie's Choice in Kramer versus Kramer.
That seems a little absurd to me. I love
Let me put
Streep.
On my glasses.
Thank you. Following recent.
Oh, we're upside down, you guys.
What?
That's a pretty good pick, actually.
Yeah, you look creepy, but I'm going to do it anyway.
I like it. No, I think I look good.
I look kind of meek.
I didn't want to say anything, but you look meek.
Yeah. I do. I look meek.
Yeah. Oh, here you go. There he is. So it's like Oprah, James Earl Jones, and...
Wow.
So it's a three-way?
With, I'm with, sorry, what?
It's with, just honorary Oscar.
With him and James Earl Jones and Oprah?
That's a good movie.
Yeah,
Amadeus?
Badass movie.
I love Amadeus. Remember Mr. Widener used to make us watch that? In
Mr. Widener.
Not Jim, in band.
Hey, Mr. Widener, if you're listening, we appreciate you used to having us make us watch Amadeus.
Dude,
and I remember that very well.
Love it.
Always so damn good. I am Ben Kingsley.
I'm Sir Ben Kingsley.
I'm sorry.
Who is that?
That's James Earl Jones.
It does not look like
that. Is Darth
That's
Vader
him.
Himself.
That's Darth Vader, yeah. Oprah's getting an Oscar.
Black
Oprah?
Month
or something? You know what's funny? Is Mr. Widener's class is the first time I ever played with MIDI recording and stuff like that?
We might have our first caller.
Oh, is that?
I believe this is Ruben.
Put him on
calling in. Oh, wait, I missed it.
You just hung up on Ruben.
I didn't answer in time.
Holy shit. Well, you're too.
Calling back.
Yeah, you're clearly too excited about.
Ruben, I was too busy introducing your call to take your call.
Dude,
man, that's classic. Ruben, call back.
You dummy.
Call back, you dumb dumb.
This time, don't let Jake hang up on you. So I don't get it. So
classic. It's
the three of them. Yep. They're like combining the three.
They're all going to get Oscars?
Yeah, they're all getting Oscars. Oprah could buy an Oscar if she wanted to.
We have our second caller.
Oh, yeah, second caller's name is the first.
Let's see how this works here.
No one's going to be able to hear him.
Hello.
Nobody can hear him. Yeah, so...
Hold on. Let's see if we can do that again. Let me put you on speak... All right, go.
Turn down your mic.
Hey, this is Ruben. You know, Cinema Recon. First time caller, long time listener. And
yeah,
I just wanted to point out, another little fun fact that James Earl Jones, he was also the voice on Darth Vader.
Yeah, he was.
That's right. That's crazy. And he was also... in Matt's favorite movie,
Field of
that
Dreams,
he's been talking about the entire night, A Field of Dreams,
and he was also the old man in Sandlot.
Hey, you know,
that's right.
He was also, what I heard, the father of that little Chinese kid on the Goonies.
That is true.
Yeah,
he was also the pitcher in A League of Their Own with Madonna and Tom Hanks and Gina Davis.
Yeah. Anyway, just want to call and say that I was enjoying the show. I saw that you guys were doing it live, doing things.
So yeah.
Just want to call and say, great job.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm enjoying it. I wasn't even watching these awards until you guys posted it. So they should be paying you.
Nice.
Well, we're trying to get Bud Light as our sponsor, but no matter how many beers we keep drinking,
I will keep drinking Bud Lights until they start paying me. I swear to God.
Funny, hey, no, I know what you gotta do. Just wear something sexy and call up like GoDaddy.
Yeah, there you go. Like
yeah, Paul, show the nips.
Patrick or Julian Michaels.
I will also continue to wear lingerie until that happens.
I think that's a good bet. I think maybe the next commercial break, we're all going to go change. We're going to put on some low-cut V-tops, and we're going to come back. And I'm pretty sure, how does it work after that? Does the money is it mailed to us? Is it delivered? Or I'm not sure.
I don't know. You know, just go in onto your bank account. It's probably just automatically.
Is it possible to fax money? Can we fax that to me? Is it you that's paying us? Who's paying us? Where are the checks coming from?
Great job. Great show. Enjoying it. Keep it up.
Thanks,
Ruben. Thank you for calling.
Thanks, buddy.
Later, buddy. That is Ruben, friend of the program's good guy. That's awesome.
That's awesome. Nice. Long time listener.
To be honest with you.
First time caller.
Yeah, to be honest with you. Well, only caller we've allowed, too. To be honest with you, I never even knew that he listened to the show, to be quite honest with you.
I'll be honest with you. Do you even know who that is?
Yeah, well, I'm not going to say his
name. Yeah, Ruben, you know, send an email.
Yeah.
They want to hear from you.
Yeah, seriously. Send some emails. That's
another
thing, too.
Well, Matt, we can only expect so much from our listeners.
Hey, Ruben, mow my lawn.
Yeah. Hey, Ruben, call us.
Oh, now you can make Ruben comments instead of Jason. Hey, that's Ruben.
True. Yeah, hey, Ruben. What's up? Rather than Jason. Well, Jason's thing is going to be now he's always cleaning his garage. Yeah. Yep. No, exactly. Well, that's awesome.
Matty,
can
I beer right
now? Nah, I'm cool.
I'll take that one.
Of course you will, boys.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks, bro. Dude, all right. Every time I think my voice is getting better, it starts to fade out a little bit more.
Well, that was exciting. That was our first caller that we've ever, actually. I'm sorry. That was our second caller we've ever had in Cinema Recon history. But the first caller was me.
Jake was the first caller.
We did the first actual phone call-in where we had the board actually dialed in to take my phone call. That was when I was in Park City, Utah for the Sundance Film Festival, and I did my review of the amazing film Celeste and Jesse Forever by Rashida Jones.
Oh, my God. You know, also, too, I want to say that you can check back on the site on cinemarecon.com for all of our past shows. We have them all logged in on that website, so you can stream them. Easily by clicking on the top review section. You can go and find each show by movie we reviewed, or you can simply click on the shows under categories and find all the shows there. And then, of course, you can go find them all on iTunes and Stitcher as well.
Yep. Man, I think we've been on kind of a roll for the last like hour. I haven't even been paying attention to Billy Crystal, to be honest with you.
Oh, that's him right there.
Oh, hey. Hi, Billy. Hey.
What's up, Bill? I think a grown man would ever stop being called Billy. Isn't that weird?
You know what's funny is I'm pretty sure when Billy... See,
I can never call Billy Bill.
I tried to, man. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, you know, in this newfound relationship we have with Cinema Recon, I'm pretty sure I heard you at one point say, like, oh, I prefer Bill.
No, it's Billy. I actually asked him that initially. He wants Billy. And I love it. I think
what's funny is I thought I maybe heard you say Bill or something, and then I tried that, and literally I tried to say it, and it came out Billy.
He's like, Todd.
Dude, it's
Jacob.
Always been Billy.
Damn, that's me.
They're like my brothers. They'll call me Bill for whatever reason, but no one else has ever done it.
I'll do it in jest. Like, I'll see you in, like, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Bill
the
Meister.
Wife said it the other day. It was kind of nuts.
Yeah, maybe she's thinking about another man.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm seeing
Bill.
I'm seeing another Bill.
I'm seeing another William Matoza. Oh, crap.
So it works out pretty good for all my checks.
Yeah.
I've ruined the cardinal rule as well.
Tags. Well, yeah, we're all using our. We're all using our last. It's hard. It's hard to do.
I look kind of nuts.
I've even said my own name. But not that it doesn't matter. Or not that it does matter, rather. Oh, Whitney Houston. Oh, this is where... Yeah, okay. We should be paying attention to this.
We should be attention for some reason.
It's a real drag here.
Yeah, this is really brings the show down.
I know... I do not know 90% of these people.
They just showed Whitney Houston.
Yeah, that's the only one I know.
Pay attention, it's Whitney Houston.
Pay attention, you idiot. Another thing, too, on the website...
I wish I was famous, because that way you can pretty much just ruin your life, and then when you die, it's just like, a great person. You were amazing.
If it makes you feel better, I'm only going to say bad things about you when you die.
I can't wait. Yeah. I can't wait for at my funeral. You're like, well,
Paul's eulogy will be one long roast.
I'm all smiles and high fives now, but when you pass away, I'm going to tell everyone your deepest, darkest secrets.
Oh, man, he took a shit at my house this one time. It was disgusting.
Right in my microwave.
Right in the living room. Right in the coffee table. No, for real. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, no.
Hollywood, it doesn't matter.
Completely forgiven.
Big ups to Sidney Lumet.
Yeah.
If you want to be the worst person ever.
If you want to be absolved of your sins, die.
If you want to be absolved of your sins, don't convert to Christianity. Just be an actor.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much.
Why was Steve Jobs just on there?
Yeah, they just died.
He created Pixar.
There you go.
Oh, okay. There we go.
Was he part of the Academy?
No.
He
was the largest single shareholder of the Disney Corporation.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. That's enough to get you on one of these.
Hey, I'm Bill. Hey, everybody. Oh, this is rude. These are all dead people.
We can't do...
do whatever I want.
You can do it. I might do it, too. Damn it.
Leacock.
Wow. Yeah, I don't recognize any of these names. I just felt dirty right there. I was actually hoping for more familiar people to die, so I didn't understand.
You were hoping more people would die.
I was thinking more. Really? I was wishing more familiar people would have died.
Oh, yeah. If you've died recently and nobody knows you, Paula's not satisfied.
Elizabeth Taylor.
Well, there's always next Elizabeth year, Taylor. Paul.
That's a.
There you go. You happy now, you son of a bitch?
I think I see a nipple.
Hey, nipple. You and Jennifer Lopez should hang out.
Yeah.
You guys can have your nipples together.
It's kind of a running gag throughout the whole show, I guess, tonight.
Nipples have?
Nipples.
Nipples have been a running gag?
Nipples are funny. I mean, anything with just the word nipple.
If you really want to see Jennifer Lopez nipples, just rent the movie U-Turn.
I mean, I have...
Or Money Train.
I don't know if you guys know, but I have the internet. I can find anybody's nipple if we need to.
Can I use your internet sometime?
Watch this. I'm going to Google Paul's nipples.
What's the internet? Dude,
that's taking you to some sites you don't want your parents to see you on.
It might actually burn up my hard drive.
No, yeah. Seriously. Well, burn a hole through your wall, too. $8.95 a minute. Oh, my goodness gracious.
So Coca-Cola as the engine for creativity.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, we should reintroduce...
Hold on.
What are you looking at?
I was just going to say, Billy was like, because the commercial, Coca-Cola, the engine for creativity. The Tom Cruise character... Diet Coke! Les Grossman.
Les Grossman getting his
Tropic Thunder.
Yeah.
When he's just like surrounded, like four hands come in with Diet Cokes.
But we should reintroduce ourselves because we have the most...
Les Grossman.
We have quite a few viewers right now without saying the number.
We have 9. No, I'm just kidding. 900.
Yeah.
But,
Dude, my voice
think to
thing.
Myself, what a wonderful world.
I could have sang that. Oh, my God.
All right, why don't you do the show?
I'm Paul.
We'll do a little...
So you're listening
to... Put some goddamn heart into it.
I don't care.
Just in case you just started viewing.
Pause the TV and everything. So once again, you're listening to Cinema Recon.
There's Matt Lucero, conscientious objector.
Yes, so yeah, we have...
The dumb host of the show.
Joining us for the first time, actually, long-time listener, long-time friend, and all-time annoyed by us, Maddie. Maddie's here on my left. I'm Paul, of course.
I'm... The Jake.
And he is the Jake. And to Jake's right is, you've recognized his voice.
Billy.
Billy boy.
Please call him Bill.
It just makes us happy.
It makes me happy. He doesn't care, apparently.
Collectively. And you saw Cassie earlier.
Hi.
She's no one can hear.
She's
you.
Lounging on
she's
the
couch. Lounging.
She's actually doing what she does best when Paul and I do Cinema Recon in the San Ramon Studios.
Yeah.
She's sleeping through everything.
She's sleeping through everything. As loud as we are, she'll pass out. It's great though. She's always there. So she's back there. You saw her a little earlier in the show. We are Cinema Recon. We're really excited to be doing this, our first live event. We toyed around with it last time, but this is our first announced live commentating on something event. We had our second caller ever.
We actually had a real caller. We didn't set it up. It wasn't wasn't fake.
Right.
Anything.
Right. So that's a big deal. We've set records.
Ruben, what's up?
Yeah, Ruben. Thank you, Ruben. We've set
love
records on the website. Ruben.
That's funny. Check it out. I'm totally going to interrupt us. My cousin's going to love this. Heather, love you to death. My cousin Heather just sent me a picture on Facebook. She took a picture of of her laptop. Yeah. Hey, we have the same laptop, Heather. Hey, awesome.
Give me back my laptop.
Give me my laptop, you son of a bitch.
That was delicious.
Hold on here. I'm going to guess.
Chicken?
I'm going to guess that's, I'm going from, yeah, we'll go left to right. Barbecue chicken. Looks like some sort of apple. An apple
Waldorf.
See what we're talking about.
Apple. Deconstructive Waldorf salad.
Basically, we have a
pork
picture
beans
of four plates
and
of
pudding.
And I'm gonna say that's a. I'm gonna say it's a.
Close.
Yeah, it looks like a paprika on top, right?
It looks like Yorkshire pudding to me.
So yeah, I was almost gonna say spinach artichoke dip, but it's a little bit too. That's a little bit too much, I think, for spinach artichoke.
So we have pictures of people's hors d'oeuvres next to their computers watching Cinema Recon.
Well, that sounds weird when you say it like
By the way, the Oscars are still on.
Yeah, the Oscars are still on. I just wanted to get through this and say, seriously, it's been awesome, and we've had quite a bit of support, and we wanted to do this kind of as an experiment. But if it's done well and people like it, we'd be happy to do more live shows, hopefully and on location in the future. So
we'll come to your house.
We will do. I'll do it in your backyard. I'll do it in your backyard. Say I won't. So. Yeah, thanks, Heather. That looks delicious. Can you fax chicken ribs? Or what was it? Chicken ribs?
Chicken ribs? There's very little meat on chicken ribs, actually. I don't know if you know this.
I want a roast turkey leg.
Talk to your resident doctor about anatomy. There's very little meat on chicken ribs.
I want some chicken eyes. Skinny Jonah.
Old Jonah.
That is him. Yeah, Jonah Hill, played by Tommy C.
Tommy C, baby.
The Tommy C.
Everybody can shit on Tom Cruise as much as they want, and you know what?
We're starting the Tom Cruise fan club.
We should.
Does one exist? If there isn't, one's the site's, our sister site's going up tomorrow.
Me and my buddy Cooper, San Diego, we wanted to start a Tommy C fan club for mayor. We wanted to start like a fan club for him for mayor. Doesn't matter what city. I mean, that doesn't matter. Just for mayor. Shirts. We could do all of our own stunts, whatever that means, just to support him.
I plan on somersaulting over as many things as I can.
Somersaulting?
Mm-hmm. Not enough people do somersaults anymore.
I will do round-offs. I can never do a good somersault.
I don't know what round-offs are.
Isn't it like the hybrid of a cartwheel and a somersault?
Sure.
The round off? No. Nice talk.
I don't remember.
All right.
That's pretty awesome.
Heather, that is the coolest picture.
Yeah.
It makes us all look like we're very gluttonous.
That is one hungry laptop.
Oh my God. Now the next step is to pour those beans directly onto your laptop.
Don't do that.
Best actor, here we go. Portman.
Actress.
Best actor.
Yeah, but she's announcing best actor. Don't cover me.
Shut up. We're getting into the meat of it here. Man, that was a very ominous intro.
Yeah. They've all been that way. Death marches and stuff, yeah.
She starts shooting lasers out of her eyes.
She's murdering the audience members.
I thought that music was on the Black Swan or something like that. Maybe that's why they did it. As Carlos Galindo, an undocumented
immigrant fighting to give his son the opportunities. Oh, here we go with the political rhetoric. Oh, whatever. Humanitarian.
That was a banger.
Can you even spell rhetoric?
That movie was really good.
Yeah.
Here we go. What are you thinking here, Billy?
He doesn't have a shot in hell, but he was really damn good in this movie.
What are we saying? I'm thinking...
It's Clooney.
Definitely Clooney?
That's Clooney.
I was thinking Clooney as well. I want to say John Dujardin, but I think Clooney's got this wrapped up.
You did the near impossible. You managed to make us believe you were just a regular guy, but under very irregular circumstances.
No, it was called George Clooney Cries.
He made us care about a filthy rich guy, is what he did.
Yeah, he did. It was a great movie. I loved it. What's this? Another one? Oh, yeah.
Heather says she's offering Jake and the guys real beer. Seems receptive. Might just be,
you know, the aunt on her text messages commented on the beer as well.
Yeah, my beer seems to be doing the job.
You know what's funny is this is very misleading. We've actually put straight gasoline inside of empty Budweiser cans.
Moonshine!
So. Yeah. What do you think about that, Stacey Keibler?
Yeah, what do you think about that hot chick with George Clooney?
What do you think about that professional wrestler, Stacey Keibler?
I don't understand what you're saying.
She says, by the way, Billy, the bowl was potato salad. I should have known that. I should have known that. Paprika. Why didn't I know that? Paprika goes on top of the potato salad. You know what I mean? God, idiot. What a dunce.
He was great.
He was really good.
He was absolutely fantastic. What a great scene this was. The dream sequence.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's hilarious.
AJ? Coming around for this part. Cassandra is joining us. Oh, Paul, I meant to mention it in our review of this. Didn't this scene seem very a la Hannah when she's in the hotel room
and
the phone's going off she's running around like crazy, but somehow she knows that the remote turns the TV off?
A lot of people probably wouldn't get that reference, but listen.
That's not my problem.
No. Watch Hannah or listen to our review of it. That's Gary Oldman, spot on.
Badass.
I love Gary Oldman.
I disagree, but everybody has the right to their own opinion.
Dude, everyone loves...
You didn't like his performance?
He had no performance.
It was restrained, dude.
So boring.
He was a coiled snake.
I find the line between a coiled snake and a dead log very, very fine.
Wow.
Did you see this one, Matt?
No.
Is this a movie where Paul, you and I were sleeping on Jake's shoulders?
Yeah, this is when we passed out on Jake's shoulders. I feel ashamed to say that because it was a good movie, but I was having a hard time paying attention.
We were not watching a baseball story. Because of your work as Billy Bean, we were watching a story about an underdog willing to challenge the status quo and question things that...
No, it was a baseball story.
No, sorry, it was a story about baseball players. So crazy that Jonah Hill got nominated for an Academy Award.
I think he did a good job, though.
He did a great job. I'm just thinking, this is a great scene, too.
You're a loser, Dad. Is that how it goes?
I'm Brad Pitt. I endorse this message.
Yeah.
I'm Angelina Jolie, and I need to eat a cheeseburger.
Do you think people from the Bay Area that know the Oakland A's more would connect to this movie?
Oh, there we go.
I told you. Here's where we go.
The right man won.
The right man did win for the right man for the job. That's America, goddammit. Doesn't matter if he's a freshman.
Man, they just did a big old smooch.
That was disgusting.
Was that mouth on mouth?
Who'd he kiss? Who'd he kiss?
It was
the director.
Hot.
Those friends.
Lips to neck. Oh, I hope he does it as review in silent review.
He's in a box.
He's not a mime, but it'd be funny if he was.
I'm so happy he won.
Okay. Thank you to the Academy.
Mm-hmm. You're like, yep, thank you.
You're welcome.
In 1929.
Boring.
I should go back to not talking.
Hey, now I know why it's a silent film.
One and done. the artist too.
Oh, yeah.
So, thank you, Douglas Fairbanks. Yes, Melissa.
He's making me like the movie less.
Oh, come on. Wow. Let's have a good time.
I'm kidding!
Yes. I'm talking in a bad voice.
Oh!
He's French, not Italian.
He's French, dude.
Yeah, I know.
I can smell him from here. Oh!
Hello. Yes, Targo, you did not just go there.
I can smell his ungratefulness from here.
Ooh. American big dog.
You big bullshit American. What the?
Good job.
That was awesome.
Yeah, it was good.
Okay. No, it was a very...
I thought Clooney would win it. I'm glad
really?
that this guy did.
Yeah.
I'm glad he did, too.
I'm a big fan.
Stepped outside the box.
I wish he had showed up with his painted mustache on, though. That would have been much more entertaining. And there's Christy Yamaguchi playing violin, as Matt pointed out earlier.
What she's doing right now is
Matt,
the equivalent of a triple axel.
Tell me who this guy is.
He scored
he was on No.
Harold
and
Kumar,
James
right?
Earl Jones.
That was Harold and Kumar, the guy.
That was the guy from Harold and Kumar.
No, that was Harold and Kumar.
You know what's funny, Matt, is that's what I was going for, but I couldn't think of it, so I just went for James Earl Jones. Because that's been
but
a running
gag. Truthfully, it's the guy who scored Slumdog Millionaire.
Is it? Isn't that a little last year?
That's so racist of you, Billy.
2 years ago.
Why do you have to score a Slumdog Millionaire? Because he's Indian?
No, because that really is the guy who scored.
Here at Cinema Recon, we endorse blatant racism.
Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot, Billy. Way to dumb down the show.
Anyways, now we're this is the moment where you try to come out of the awkward racist moment.
No, that was hilarious.
And everybody just goes.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say that was a really funny joke that just happened just now.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Yeah, damn it. Is that whole ceiling of that car made out of glass?
No, why would you? Why
did you
would
see
you
that though?
Yeah, I did see that.
You saw that? Yeah. Oh, it's look who it is! It's Ellen again.
I bet she's a commercial for Mervyn's.
Now she's in what?
Now she's in Egypt.
Spain.
Okay, Spain.
I'm just kidding. It's not Spain.
Now she's in obviously Antioch, California.
So are they really gonna have another? Is it a Moses movie? Like Steven Spielberg.
Spielberg's
but it's a gritty movie.
I'm looking forward to that.
It's underground. Hasn't been done before.
When does the Lincoln movie come out?
The real one, or the one where he murders vampires?
That's the real one, right? The fake one or the one where he murders vampires?
The fake one about him freeing slaves or the one where he frees vampires? Souls.
The vampire one comes out in April, doesn't it?
Yeah, vampire movie comes out in 2 months.
You see the preview?
Yeah.
It actually looked like the way it looks.
Like
it
a lot of fun.
Interesting, for sure.
The scene at the end where a young Abraham Lincoln, chops through a goddamn tree with one foul swoop of an axe
explodes.
Looks amazing.
Yeah, I agree.
It reminds me of a young me.
When
I used to explode trees with one foul swoop of an axe.
So that I used to do it with my hand.
I used to do it with Paul's hands.
Instead of trees, people.
Instead
of exploding,
is
handshakes.
Is that guy eating lettuce?
He was.
I really hope
that's where McDonald's gets their lettuce.
I hope McDonald's is reprimanding him for eating their product when he's supposed to be shipping it to them.
Ron McDonald's standing over him, 50 cents.
Jake, it's
that'll
called
be 75 cents.
Jake, it's the orchard roll.
You take another bite.
Oh.
The orchard roll, yeah.
If you eat in the orchard, it's free. Any food taken outside the orchard,
man,
that's
that
just
is
plain
a
stealing.
Blast from the
that
past
old,
right there.
That is an old reference.
I don't even know what he's talking about.
No,
so
you weren't there for that. I don't even know if
is
we
that
Scott
trip
Norris?
One?
We hardly knew.
No, that was
Scott Norris. I don't know you anymore.
That was fourth year.
That was our senior
year
of high school.
Year
Jake,
high school.
Jake wasn't there. It was me and Scott and Billy was there. And
I was there.
And Matt.
I always brought my own food.
Yeah, and we'd go into the Safeway and they have little benches you could eat on. And we'd
Sobeys.
Wander around and eat food in the supermarket.
We'd grab Lunchables and we'd grab Sobeys. And
they had
sit down.
So they had bad. Benches.
And we'd eat, and then
I
we'd
remember
leave.
Hearing about that. You guys would eat your lunch while walking around the Safeway, and then
yeah,
leave without
no,
paying
no, no. We'd
for
sit
it.
On the benches. They used to have like little lunch
in
benches.
In the lunch court, yeah.
And we'd eat there,
and then not
and
pay,
and then just walk away.
They or got rid get, of those benches.
There were a couple of times where we'd get Chinese, or I'd get Chinese food.
That is racist, Billy.
And I'd say, oh, I'm just gonna pay. I have other things to buy. I'm gonna pay. in the regular checkout line, and I would just eat
my
food.
I'm going to pay after third period.
He's like eating it. I'm going to pay in a second. Hang on a second.
He's just dumping it in the trash can.
Best actress. Let's get this rolling.
All right. Sorry, we went on a tangent, ladies and gentlemen.
That's what we do here.
There you go.
Creepy.
The creepiest actress ever,
she
right?
Could play Abraham Lincoln.
Sorry.
Oh, there you go. Or the vampire.
Yeah.
I like Glenn Close.
I hate Glenn Close.
Why?
Why?
Why do you hate all these female actresses?
Yeah.
There's certain people in life. I don't care, like, actresses, actors.
Who's the girl behind her in the red dress?
I don't care what they are. There are certain people in life, you just do not like them blatantly on appearance.
It just
happens
they all be women with you.
You just have a feel. You know exactly what I'm talking about, but you're making it seem like I'm a dick.
Because you're hilariously a dick.
Viola Davis, winner.
No, see, I don't think Viola Davis will win this, because they already gave it to... I'm going to go with Rooney Mara for you, Billy.
I would give anything to see Rooney Mara win.
She will not.
But I don't think she will. Davis. It's Viola Davis.
She was awesome.
She's fabulous. You know the reason her hair is...
She's
going to
win.
Her husband told her to take off her wig.
Take off that wig. Take off that wig.
Wait, that's the same girl?
That's Viola Davis, right?
Yeah,
that's why I was like, when you're on the red carpet, I was like, that doesn't look anything like her.
She doesn't have her wig on. Her husband told her to take it off.
There she is.
Yeah, she's got to get her wig on. You jumped on that joke, and then you stopped yourself because you're like, oh, that's a racist joke.
I thought that was funny.
It was funny.
That's a get.
There she
Here
is.
We go.
I liked her a lot.
It will
Brilliant
not. It will not be Rooney Mara.
Kind of looks like Demi Moore.
Brilliant performance.
Yeah, she's good.
I didn't buy it. I'm sorry.
Oh, she's so good.
God.
Such a good movie.
See, this kind of stuff would just, like, leave me feeling depressed after I watched it.
It's a great movie, dude.
Are they going to show the dildo go in his ass?
Billy likes to bring it on home.
Seriously.
What's up?
Yeah.
What's up, dude?
We were in Greece. We danced. I was gay and we were happy.
What is this reference?
He was Mamma Mia.
What movie was
that?
Oh,
that's right.
They were perplexing times, but through all this, I watched you work. And it's all too clear why you're on your 17th nomination more than any other actor in the history of the Academy Awards. You are unreasonably good. Whatever role you play...
Oh, it's stop. It's so
she's
true.
So humble.
I don't like her face. She's so
like
good.
Your
I'm
face.
Sorry.
What is wrong with her face?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Meryl Streep, Glenn Close, who else?
And when she was younger, I thought she was hot.
In which one?
When she first started out.
River, what is that River movie?
River Wild.
River Runs
River
Through
Wild.
It.
River Runs.
River Phoenix.
That was a good movie, River Wild.
It was a good movie.
How do you take your tea? Black or white?
White.
I love her.
I do too.
Let's do this now because it's acceptable.
Is that her husband?
Yeah.
That's her brother.
Why is she making out with her brother?
You were my mentor when we first worked together. I was in awe of your experience, your range, and your depth. Qualities I hoped one day to emulate.
Now she... What else was she in? She was in Shame, right?
No. That's Carey Mulligan.
Oh, Carey Mulligan.
She was in Brokeback Mountain. She was in... Last year, she was nominated for Blue Valentine.
Oh, right. Okay.
She made her bones on Dawson's Creek.
Oh. Yeah, that's where I recognize her.
That's where I don't know her from.
You know?
I didn't watch Dawson's
Creek.
Well,
she looks so different.
She looks really... I mean, she looks really good as Marilyn.
She's so much older than when she did Dawson's Creek. You know, I've been married 3 times already. How did that happen?
That's crazy.
Good.
That's crazy.
That was Glenn Close.
That was Glenn Close. Glenn Close looked great in a wig.
All right.
Oh, Meryl! Wow. Shock the world!
Wow. Oh my God.
She wasn't expecting it.
She was not. You see that? That was a genuine.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, make out tongue. Wow. Tongue.
This is a career achievement award.
Yeah, dude.
There's no way. The Oscars do this from time to time.
They're making a big deal.
Yeah,
about
I
her
like her,
17.
Jake. You know what? Yeah, she's real. She's like, she's not glamored
I'm
up
sorry,
like all
this,
Hollywood.
I just, this is not a conscious decision. There are certain people in life.
You don't
in
have
life.
You don't have a choice.
Does she owe you money? Does she owe you money?
You bitch, pay me.
Did she not say yes when you asked her out on a date?
She did not. What is she doing? Oh!
Oh my.
I'm sorry, it's tight.
I know.
Shit.
When they call my name,
oh, shut up.
Feeling I can hear half of America go.
Now that Jake's gone.
No. Again.
Jake, yeah.
Yeah.
But whatever.
I think they have is that her previous nominees in the background there? Or previous wins?
They play him out with the music, and I want him to know that everything I value most in our lives you've given me. And
now oh, God.
Oh, you shouldn't do that.
I got something in my eye over here.
I'm really mad if you do that.
Is he?
Gazzy's being a bad girl. You should, you put something like, "Hi, I'm Jake Walker, and I'm a big dumb face." Yeah, you can do that. Cassie's writing silly things on Jake's wall on his Facebook. I am a big dumb face. Yeah. But I agree with your previous statement as well. Cinema Recon. For no, Cinema Recon loves my dumb face. I don't get
smiley
that.
Smiley face. I don't get it.
I don't get what that means. I think Cass is hammered.
I really want to thank all my colleagues, all my friends. I look out here and, you know, it's...
She's got a really pointy nose.
Is that Joaquin Phoenix?
There, Jake. I said something bad about her.
Such a great honor, but... Yeah. There you go. I like that. That's good. That's good. What do you think? Is that a good choice, Billy?
I like how my post on Facebook right now says, "Hi, I'm Jake, last name, and I am a big dumb face."
Yeah, watch
that. Not I have a big dumb face. I am a big dumb face.
You are a big dumb face.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Billy, somebody says you look so tense.
Tommy C. Tommy C. presenting.
Tommy C. Best Picture.
Tommy C. presenting Best Picture.
So.
He should have climbed the rafters into the studio.
He should have shot everybody in the audience.
Yeah.
Love the hairdo. I like the shortcut.
I like the classy look.
You're not a MI2 hairstyle.
MI2 or Gross Protocol guy now.
Nine. Out of nowhere. Here's nine.
There's 11.
Yeah, that was such a good movie.
Moneyball? You like Moneyball, huh?
Yeah.
You didn't see this one, huh?
No.
Streaming Loud?
Incredibly close.
We reviewed all these on Cinema Recon.
My cousin has reaffirmed on Facebook, "It must run through our blood," because she says my grandpa couldn't stand Barbra Streisand or John Elway just on their faces alone. And she says, "You know what? But I feel exactly the same way about Glenn Close. I just can't help it."
Well, there you go.
I told you it's in your DNA.
It just goes to show you my family is
DNA. You guys are all very hateful.
My family is more superior to anybody else's.
Your family is hateful.
It only takes one generation to change
for the better.
That was a great scene in Artist.
Oh, the jacket.
She's wearing the jacket.
Oh, I love it when she wraps her arm inside
of
it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Jacket.
That's so funny.
We're all saying artist, right? Is that what we're thinking?
Yeah.
Man, I don't know. Just a little montage is making me think a lot more.
I'm saying
this. I've got the goosebumps, man. Yeah. This is why I love movies.
This is a good.
I wish this was in more of the awards for the other moments. But like when they were doing like screenplay and stuff.
Yeah.
This is the big one. Yeah, but the scenes they were showing for some of the other ones were so lackluster.
Yeah.
And they have that moment right there at the end. That. Yeah.
Want to watch that movie again tonight?
Yeah.
So do you think if the artist doesn't win, is that like a big disappointment to them? Because they've already won decent awards already?
We were saying all the way up until this point that it was a two-horse race with the artist and the Descendants. Hugo seems to have been the underdog tonight. And we've seen a lot of love for like The Help with Octavia Spencer winning. No love for Tree of Life at all.
No Moneyball.
Nothing. No. But you wouldn't really expect it. You know, Brad Pitt and Jonah Hill both didn't win for Moneyball.
Billy, what do you
think? War Horse, no other mention. I still think Artist.
Oh, you still think
it's The Artist?
Yeah, it's gotta be.
I like Anxiety.
I really do.
It's like
okay, Tommy C, baby.
There's no way it can't.
Tommy C. Tom, call me.
It's gotta be The Artist.
It has to be.
The Artist. Yeah!
Yes! There we go. Harvey Weinstein is back. Yeah. Taking a risk pays off. Making a silent film, making something that is almost genre bending and outside of something that everybody knows and is used to pays off.
Well, we liked it. We all liked it.
The dog.
They brought the dog.
Oh man, these French people really kiss, huh? No wonder they lose wars.
Stupid French.
These guys.
Kissing each other. Winning Academy Awards.
Winning Academy Awards. Delicious cooking.
Butter. Blah, blah, butter, cheese, blah, blah.
You got this one right.
Yep.
Boom.
Final thoughts. Good. You happy?
Yeah, dude. I think went pretty much the way we thought it was going to go at the end.
The big four. Hugo just got such a head of steam going into the final awards that I was waffling.
The big four had the biggest.
It was almost misleading on purpose.
The big four had the biggest.
Not unlike Hugo.
Dude, yeah. The big four had the biggest surprise of the evening with Meryl Streep winning.
Yeah, Meryl Streep was a shocker.
There's my new girlfriend.
Where is she?
To the right.
Oh, they wanted to kiss more. Yeah. You see that? They went in for more kisses.
Enough of that.
You weird Frenchies.
You weird comfortable with yourselves Frenchies.
Just because you and Paul do it without the camera just on because, does not mean that they're doing
just because you should
on.
Keep your mouth shut.
I feel like we should not sign off. We should just kiss each other. And
everyone just make out.
Let's just all make out. Basically, we're just going to have a giant orgy. Keep your cameras on, ladies and gentlemen.
Keep your cameras away from
me. Staying with us for 4.5 hours will all be worth it in just a few minutes.
And dirty.
Speaking of nipples.
I want to see the dog just start dry humping the guy.
just humping his leg.
This is a regrettable
decision.
Lift
up the leg.
Bringing this dog was not right.
The dog just lifted his leg and starts peeing on him.
Yeah, right? Dog runs off at one of the Oscars. Hell yeah.
My award shows. I love them. Can't wait till next year.
Mm-hmm. Counting the days.
So is there like a date where the next year starts where they start being a possible nominee for?
There is a cutoff, yeah.
Yeah.
It's you have to have it in by January something or
other. Okay.
There it is. What do you think about Billy Crystal?
The man himself, Billy Crystal.
I give Billy Crystal a C.
Really?
He was horrible.
Yeah.
He was forgettable, I think. I don't think he was horrible, but he was not.
I mean,
I thought the other things, I thought the Cirque du Soleil thing was awesome.
Yeah, that was cool.
I thought the montages all were good.
What do you think about James Earl Jones, Oprah?
Oh, whatever.
The other dude.
Beyonce, I don't remember any of it.
Yeah.
We were talking about something.
That was kind of forgettable.
You guys kind of did, though, talk over everything Billy Crystal said. Like, every time he was talking, you guys were talking.
Because we needed to hear ourselves.
Oh, okay.
Speak.
Is that why?
Yes. Frankly, I'm funnier than Billy
Crystal. Because Billy Crystal wasn't listening to us.
Oh.
Therefore.
Got it.
No, I mean, his opening thing was classic Billy Crystal. It was safe. It was very safe. And it was forgettable, but
what
I don't think it was bad.
What could have been if Eddie Murphy decided to
it could have been, stick to it? Yeah, I wonder what it could have been. Could have been something. A little more, I don't know, I don't want to say edgy, but...
Nipple!
There we go, nipple! Yeah, nipple!
Yeah. Yes.
That's a drum. Those are butts.
They were probably the worst.
They were pretty...
As far as...
like a schoolgirl.
They were extremely boring.
Yeah.
Incredibly close and extremely boring.
Exactly, Matt.
What was O?
Them embracing.
We'd like to thank Chrissy Yamaguchi. <violin. laughs>
Chrissy Yamaguchi for playing the viola.
Let me step up here for a second. That's it.
That is it.
And that's going to wrap it up for us.
We did have one more caller calling in. My buddy Eric just called me, but sorry, Eric, we're winding down the show, and I think we're signing out.
We're winding in. We're going to sign out. But
we're winding in and signing out.
We're winding in and signing up. I couldn't get through one show without messing up some sort of cliche phrase.
There you go.
But there it is. So thank you very much, everyone, for joining us, who has joined us and who is watching us. Come back and see us on cinemarecon.com. Email us with all your questions, comments, and rants at cinemarecon@gmail.com. You can listen to us on iTunes, on Twitter, at Stitcher, or go to Stitcher and listen to us there. And, thank you very much for making this a success. If you like it, we'll continue doing it. So thank you, Matt.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks for joining us. And Billy, thank you again for being here.
Thank you, guys.
And, of course, Jacob.
What's up, bro?
And Cassie.
You're welcome.
Yeah, don't call her Cassidy.
Cassie.
Yeah, get my name right.
I'm sorry. Sorry, Cassandra.
Cassidy?
So,
Jacob, oh, man, I was way off.
Jacob, why don't you see us home?
All right, from all of us here in the only award that really matters, Cinema Recon.
Let's wave goodbye, everybody.
Bye.